भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 13 प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स सर्वे हि आमी विरि करास तवा सत्वा दम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयम् इवेश न चोद्विजन्ता क्षमाय भूताय उतात्मा सुखाय चस्य विक्रीडितम् भगवतो रुचिरावतराय How does that tune go for the long ones? How does that go? Right, okay. I do know that. Sarve hi ami virikarastava sattvadamno. Brahmadayo vayamiveshana chodvijanta. Chemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya kachasya. Vikriditam bhagavato ruchiravatarai. Sarve hi ami virikarastava sattvadamno. Brahmadayo vayam dvaisa nachodvijanta. Chemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya chasya. Vikriditam bhagavato ruchira vatarai. Sarve hi ami virikaras tava sattvadamno. Brahmadayo vayam ivesha na chodvijanta. Chemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya chasya. Vikriditam bhagavato ruchiravatarai. Sarve hyami virikarastava sattvadamno. Brahmadayo vayamiveshana chodvijanta. Chemaya bhutaya yatatmam. Vikriditam bhagavato chiravatarai. Sarve hi ami virikarastava sattvadamno. Brahmadayo vayamiveshana chodvijanta. Chemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya chasya. Kredito bhagavato chiravatarai. Matajis. Sarve hyami virikarastava sat. pramadayo vaya. Jemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya chasya. Sarve, all, he, certainly, ami, these, virikara, executors of orders, tava, your, sattvadamna, being always situated in the transcendental world, brahma adaya, the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma. Vayam, we. Iva, like. Isha, O my Lord. Na, not. Cha, and. Udvijanta, who are afraid of your fearful appearance. Chemaya, for the protection. Bhutaye, for the increase. Ute, uta, it is said. Atmasukaya, for personal satisfaction by such pastimes. Cha, also. Asya, of this material world. Vikritam, manifested. Bhagavata, of your lordship. Ruchira, very pleasing. Avatarai, by your incarnations. Translation. O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your lordship who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad and his father, the demon Hiranyakasipu. Your appearance in the fearsome form, in this fearsome form, is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to assert that his father and the other members of his family were all unfortunate because they were demoniac, whereas the devotees of the Lord are always fortunate because they are always ready to follow the orders of the Lord. When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world in his various incarnations, he performs two functions, saving the devotee and vanquishing the demon. Parichranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Lord Nrisimhadev, for example, appeared for the protection of his devotee. Such pastimes as those of Nrisimhadev are certainly not meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees, but nonetheless the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. Sarve hi asya virikaras tava sattvadamno brahmadayo vayam iveshana chodvijanta chemaya bhutaya utatma sukaya chasya vikritam bhagavato ruchiravatarai. O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your lordship who are situated in transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad and his father, the demon Hiranyakasipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, fearing the angry form of Nrsimhadev, and acknowledging that he's come. Paritranaya sarunam vinachaya chaduskritam, to deliver his devotee Prahlad and annihilate the demons. Yaradeveshu vedeshu goshu vipreshu sadushu dharma mayi javidvesa sava asu benasyati. Whenever people are envious of the Yaradeveshu Vedeshu, Yaravedeshu Deveshu, when they're envious of the Vedic literatures, Srila Prabhupada's books, of the demigods, of the cows, of the Brahmins, of the saintly people, of religiosity, Krishna consciousness, and ultimately, Krishna says, of me, very soon that person and their civilization shall be destroyed. Sava asu vinasyati. Vinasyati means destroyed, just like Krishna comes to paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam, to annihilate the duskritinas. So this is the pastime of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave an example one time, a very amazing example. Chernobyl had just happened, I believe it was in the 70s. There was a leak of nuclear waste, radiation, and it was spreading all over Russia. Our Russian devotees, maybe you were born then, and you know about that catastrophe. So one devotee, he said, it's very difficult to spread Krishna consciousness in Hong Kong, Srila Prabhupada, in China. Prabhupada said, you know this Chernobyl, the nuclear waste was leaking and spreading and infecting everywhere. He said, so you go there to China. If all you do is sit in an office and chant japa and kirtan, the energy will leak like Chernobyl all over and purify the people. What, this is the power of chanting Hare Krishna. Can you imagine? Prabhupada said, just go and sit in a room and chant japa. And just like Chernobyl, the poison gas leaked all over, the poison of the Krishna consciousness, the divine poison of Krishna consciousness, will spread and infect the people. This was Srila Prabhupada's mood. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Krishna comes for this purpose, and the pure devotee, we're always, some of us are getting older, and we're getting a little bit debilitated in different ways. Still, the older devotees, they're preaching, they're going on, but they're nowhere near. The other day, some devotee was telling me, I'm feeling so tired today. And we were talking and thinking, can you imagine? Srila Prabhupada was 70 years old and he set out on his journey. Prabhupada was 70. We're not 70. Prabhupada was 70. He had 2 heart attacks. We can't even imagine. We say it, but we don't even know what that means. 2 heart attacks on his journey over. And still, he was so concerned with the welfare of human society and fulfilling the mission of his Guru Maharaj that even in his advanced, very advanced, some of us are thinking, well, maybe I'll live 10 more years, or maybe in 10 years I'll retire. Prabhupada started his big preaching. Of course, he was preaching throughout his household life and throughout his vanaprastha life, throughout his sannyas life. But he started his preaching when most people are moving to Florida to retire and live in an old folks' home. My mother, she retired. They put her in an old folks' home. But as you can imagine, our family trait, she caused so much trouble. They kicked her out of the old folks' home. Now she just lives in an apartment by herself with a little walker, 89 years old, eating and sleeping, and if you can call it defense, somehow or other. But she thinks of Krishna as she thinks of her son, somehow or other, is still a devotee. She got kicked out of the old folks' home. Probably that would be our fate too. We're such rebels. They'd put us in an old folks' home and they'd say, I'm sorry, but you have to leave. And the people are piling to Florida, isn't it? Our Florida friends, they're moving from New York and Chicago and the Midwest, all over Detroit. And they're going down to Florida to live in assisted living in an old folks' home and play checkers and shuffleboard till death. Srila Prabhupada got on a boat with 40 rupees, or whatever it was, 50 rupees. Nowadays, a dollar. $1. I think back then it was $4 or $7. Still, nothing. Got on a boat with a dollar in his pockets and his Srimad Bhagavatams. Of course, he knew he would sell his Bhagavatams and he would meet so many. Even he was sitting on a park bench once he had arrived in the early days. There was nothing. I think Prabhupada was still living in the loft on the Lower East Side. Anyone who's been to New York City and you go in that neighborhood where Prabhupada was, it was called the Skid Row. In Chicago, they call it Skid Row. No one goes there. In New York, they called it the Bowery. You know, the Skid Row in Chicago. Your parents tell you, well, you don't go by Skid Row. Nikatma just showed. Finished. You won't survive. Prabhupada went to that Skid Row. And he was sitting on a park bench one afternoon after chanting in the park. And one man came up and Srila Prabhupada said, oh yes, we have 108 temples and we have 40 books, all 400 pages or more with color in them. In 1965-66, there was not even Bhagavad Gita as it is, Macmillan edition. I think they were just, they didn't even put together the Purple Gita, the original Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said, I have 40 books, all 400 pages or more, and 108 temples. Because he knew this was his mission. And at very advanced age, he knew he would pass it on. He knew he would accomplish these amazing feats because his spiritual master had given him the order, and this was the order and desire of Lord Krishna. Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and Prabhupada said, what's that? To Jayadvaita, at the time Brahmachari, early days, maybe by 1975. Jayadvaita said, that's a stick, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yes. And what's its use? He said, it's a stick in the street. Prabhupada said, right. They continued to walk and Prabhupada saw some wire. He said, Jayadvaita, what is that? He said, that's wire, Srila Prabhupada? He said, what is its use? Wire lying in the street. He said, it doesn't have any use, I don't think, Srila Prabhupada. Little bit of wire in the street, Prabhupada said, yes. And Prabhupada walked further and there was like a bowl, like a gourd. And he said, Jayadvaita, they're all walking, morning walk. What is this? He said, it's a useless bowl, Srila Prabhupada. He was very scared because he didn't want to get it wrong. He thought there's a trick question lying here. Prabhupada said, thank you. He said, yes. He said, so all these things, Prabhupada stopped. He said, the stick, the wire, the gourd, they're useless, lying in the street. But an intelligent man can put them together and make a very beautiful musical instrument out of a stick, a wire, and a gourd, useless. And then Prabhupada turned to the devotees and he said, that's what I've done with all of you. You were sticks and wires and gourds lying in the streets. Hippies and whatever. Tuppies and puppies. Sinful and hippies. And we've taken you and engaged you in Krishna's service and made you a beautiful instrument. Krishna asked Arjuna, Arjuna asked Krishna, I'll do whatever you want. And Krishna said, Arjuna said, Yatecha Sitata Kuru, whatever you like, I'll do. And Krishna responded, Nimitra Matra Bhavya Savya Sachin. Just become my instrument. Become like a musical instrument for me. Prabhupada was showing his expertise as the spiritual master, as the representative of Lord Krishna, that he took all these useless people, we were all more or less useless, headed for a useless life, Natevidu Swargagati Vibhishnu. Without understanding that the goal of life is Vishnu, your life is useless. Maybe we would have had a little bit of money. Maybe we would have had a little bit of material happiness. But for the most part, useless life. But Prabhupada came and picked up the broken wood in the street, the wire and the gourd, and made us an instrument, a divine instrument for Krishna's service. This is the transcendental eloquence of the spiritual master. Therefore, the Shastra says, you have to think of your spiritual master constantly. And remember your spiritual master always, that he is our life and soul. Just like a young lady is always thinking of her lover, or a young boy is always thinking of his beloved, the devotee is always thinking of his spiritual master. It is the form of the spiritual master, the words of the spiritual master, the instructions of the spiritual master, the pastimes of his spiritual master are always in the forefront of his mind, carrying on the devotee's every activity. We do our activities because of our love for Srila Prabhupada. Savas Prabhu, Naikama Prabhu, Archita, senior Prabhupada disciples, they're not acting on a whim or for sense gratification, but know it for a fact. In their heart, if you open it up, would be a big picture of Srila Prabhupada. In their consciousness, if they went through brain surgery, God forbid, they'd open up and say, hey, nurse, come here. And there'd be a picture of Srila Prabhupada. The organs somehow would form a picture of Srila Prabhupada, because that's all they're thinking. 24 hours in a day, how I can please Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so kind. So one devotee girl, Jagadatri, our god sister, I was with her in 1973 when I joined on the Sankirtan party in Seattle. She actually helped arrange that the girl that I joined the movement with got kicked out of the temple. She went to the president and helped arrange to kick her out of the temple, so I became brahmachari for 12 years. So I have to thank her very kindly for that, what do you call snitching, on the person I brought with me that helped me join. So Jagadatri was in a room with many devotees, a room conversation with Prabhupada, darshan. She said, Prabhupada, how can we remember you? We're always thinking of ourselves. We're always thinking of sense gratification. How can we always remember you? And Prabhupada said, if you just chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna and follow the four regular principles, you'll remember me. So she was thinking, well, of course we know that. That was like the normal answer. She was thinking, she said. And then Prabhupada looked at her in the eye and said, and don't forget to feed me. Can you imagine? Prabhupada looked at her and said, and don't forget to feed me. And made a big smile. So she realized feeding Srila Prabhupada meant going on Sankirtan book distribution, Harinam, feeding the people. And practically speaking, feeding Srila Prabhupada, keeping a picture of Srila Prabhupada and offering prasadam, lunch, noon, breakfast, noon, and dinner. And she felt overwhelmed at that time because Prabhupada said exactly what she wanted to hear, that she could remember him all the time by don't forget to feed me. And she said to this day, she always remembers Prabhupada saying, don't forget to feed me. Did you feed me today? She can't eat before she feeds Prabhupada. And obviously, through Prabhupada, feeding Krishna. So this is our life. We feed the desire of Srila Prabhupada. We feed the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And if we think we're getting old and it's time to stop, or I'm too young, there's a whole world out there that I could get lost in, which is true. No, Srila Prabhupada showed by his example, go till the breathing stops. When we hit 70, that's when the mission starts. If we follow our spiritual master, we're Prabhupada Anugas. We're Rupa Anugas and Prabhupada Anugas, followers of Srila Prabhupada. Then we can't wait till hit 70, because that's when we really start doing service. That's when you're going to be sent by Savas Prabhu to Outer Mongolia to open a preaching center. There is such a place, I heard too. That's when we go to the wherever it takes to open a preaching center. And how important is that preaching? One devotee had come back from Japan. He stopped the center there in Nippon, in Tokyo. It was too difficult, he said. The people, nobody stops. Nobody asks a question on kirtan. We kirtan 4 hours a day. And the only question someone asks us is, where's the Shinjuku Plaza? How do I get to the such and such bus stop? The people, he couldn't get through. So he closed the temple, Guru Kripa Maharaj. And he went to Mayapur with the deities. He went to Srila Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada said, what are you doing here? He said, Prabhupada, it's impossible in Japan. The people have no inquiry of Krishna consciousness. They look at us and could care less. No one even says, Ohayo gozaimasu to us. They just pass us by like we don't even exist. So I closed the temple. Prabhupada said to him, you will not close that temple. I will close Sridharmayapur before you close Tokyo Japan Preaching Center. Go back and preach in Tokyo. Prabhupada said, I'll close Mayapur to Guru Kripa if before you try to close Tokyo. And he sent him back to reopen the preaching center. And they're still preaching somehow or other in Tokyo. We hope to go someday. Maybe when we hit 70, someone will push us in a wheelchair onto a plane or a boat or a ship or something, and we go over and preach for 12 years till death in Tokyo, our bucket list. So this is we're Prabhupada Nugas. This is our fate. Follow Srila Prabhupada, fulfill Krishna's desire, deliver the pious, and annihilate the demoniac. All glory Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you.